Okay, checking in with our resident money-saving mom here at B105.7. She's helping you stretch your dollar, Anne Marie from chaosisbliss.com.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Today we're going to talk about Christmas.
Oh, what?
But, yeah, not Christmas that was a month ago. We're going to talk about Christmas that's 11 months from now.
Oh, okay.
How to start saving for those expenses starting now. If you make saving for Christmas or any big purchase, maybe a family vacation, if you make it a weekly habit starting early, you're not going to be left at the end of the year possibly racking up credit card debt because you didn't make a plan. There's different schools of thought on what might be the best way to save throughout the year. One is starting with a small amount, like $5 a week, and gradually increasing that through the year. But the problem with that is by the time December rolls around, you may not have 40 or 50 bucks a week. So then there's the inverse of that. So starting now in January with a higher amount per week, maybe $50 a week, and then gradually that scales down through the year. So at the end of the year, you're saving like $5 a week. And then the third way, what I and my accountant husband like to do is set aside a fixed amount every week. So right now we're 2 weeks into the new year, so there's 50 weeks left. So by setting aside $20 a week, you'll have $1,000 by the end of the year. And that can mean Christmas presents are paid for in cash, not on credit cards, or a vacation over winter break is paid for in cash. So, but the key, you know, to all of that is starting early.
That sounds so doable. Like when you, I had to think for a second, like, wait a minute, is her math right? But no, it is 20 bucks a week and you'll have $1,000.
Yeah. And, you know, I think if you kind of break it down like that and spread it across the year, it seems more manageable.